How is anyone going to tell me that in a future, a story that is as big as Foundation, for example, which spans multiple worlds and a huge periods of time, that everyone looks the same?
Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of the Blurred Girl Podcast. I'm your host, Kara Mahorn, aka the Blurred Girl. Now, every week I sit down at the intersection of geekdom and diversity and talk to creatives about their work in genre. Everything from comic books and anime to movies and streaming. This week is a special episode. My guest today is the lovely actor Alfred Enoch, best known for portraying Dean Thomas in the blockbuster Harry Potter films and Wes Gibbons on the ABC television series How to Get Away with Murder. Alfred is one of the stars of the new Apple TV epic Foundation. Apple was nice enough to send me some screeners and let me have a chat with him, and I can attest to the fact that it is absolutely stunning. I'll tell you all about the show and let you in on my interview with Alfred right after I pay some bills. Since the pandemic started, I've gotten much better at finding ways to relax. No longer a guilty pleasure, finding time to stop work and get off social media and unwind is now mandatory. And one of the ways I do this is by listening to audiobooks on Audible. Now, some of my favorite authors and past guests, like N.K. Jemisin, Daniel Jose Older, Ashley C. Ford, and even the guys from Black Nerd Problems have books on Audible. Audible even has scripted podcasts like Neil Gaiman's Sandman, and the brand new Sandman 2 featuring James McAvoy, John Lithgow, Reggie Jean Page, Kat Dennings, David Tennant, and Jeffrey Wright. And you know what else? Audible also has sleep stories. I love listening to those in bed when I'm having trouble shutting my brain off after a busy day. It's a really great way to get some sleep. But don't take my word for it. Check out Audible for yourself. In fact, if you sign up today, you get a 30-day free trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/theblurredgirl. That's audibletrial.com/theblerdgurl. Now back to the show. For those of you who are unfamiliar, Apple TV's new show, Foundation, begins streaming on September 24th. The show is actually based on the legendary Isaac Asimov's seminal work of science fiction of the same name. Asimov's Foundation started as a series of short stories in a science fiction magazine in 1942 and were then published in seven separate volumes from 1951 to 1993 as the Foundation series. Asimov's enormously influential books inspired generations of filmmakers ever since, including movies like Star Wars and Dune. The books have never been adapted before, which was a daunting task for showrunner David Goyer. Now, you'll probably recognize his name because he also wrote Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises. Goyer adapted the complex story centered around the Empire's Kleons. They are a genetic dynasty, all cloned from the same man for 400 years. This is how they rule. Harry Seldon, played by Jared Harris, is the mathematician and prophet who, through something called psychohistory, has predicted the human race's demise and wants to save it. Coincidentally, I did get a chance to talk to both Goyer and Harris separately, and those interviews will be up soon, I promise. Harry Seldon's beliefs are, of course, considered heresy by the Empire, and therein lies the rub. The future lies in his new protege, Gail Fornick, played by newcomer Lula Bell, and a band of scientists already forging a new world on a distant outpost. My guest today, Alfred Enoch, plays Raish Foss, Harris's adopted son and right-hand man whose entanglement with Gail has more of a ripple effect than he realizes. Up next, my interview with actor Alfred Enoch.
Hi, Karima. How are you?
I am good. Now, were you a fan of Asimov's work and the Foundation before you got the role?
So I came to it completely ignorant, completely unprepared. I was a blank canvas. I read the scripts, and that was the first kind of engagement I had with Asimov's work through the adaptation. As I imagine, maybe not a lot of people, but a fair amount of people will come to watching the show and won't know the book. But on the other hand, there will be a lot of people who do. I have a lot of friends who love Asimov's work and like talking me to all about it, giving me all the deets, and saying, "Oh, and have you seen this?" and sending me a lecture that he did. And I was like, "Okay, thanks for all the homework. I appreciate it."
So, did you go ahead and read some of the work after you got the role?
No. I stayed with the script. I was like, I'm all right. I think there's a lot of good stuff here. Yeah, no, I didn't read the book. I did listen to this lecture that my friend sent me, that Asimov gave, about how if we want to save the world, we all have to become feminists. And it's brilliant. It's sort of virtuosic and fantastically realized. It's on YouTube somewhere. It's brilliant. And you sort of, I suppose through that and conversations and just learning a bit about the original material, I started to appreciate the challenge that faced David in synthesizing this much material and this kind of these big ideas into something that would function as a TV show, that would have an arc that would develop through the episodes, give people enough to hold on to, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But keep, I suppose, the richness of a world that is as vast as the world of the Foundation books. But no, I didn't. I thought I had enough to be getting on with the script. I was like, goodness, they have to, how many of these stories? I was like, I'll come to the layer.
There's definitely a lot there. Now, your character, Raish, has so many layers. You know, his love for Gale, his loyalty for Harry. Was this one of the most challenging roles that you've had in your career?
Goodness, maybe I'd just look at things slightly differently, I suppose. It was rich and it was rewarding. I suppose I would use those words rather mm-hmm. than challenging, not to say they weren't, but I suppose the challenge is part of what makes it rich and rewarding. But I didn't feel daunted by it. I felt excited by it. You know, I thought there's a lot of stuff here mm-hmm. and it's exciting to have all those balls in the air. It's exciting to have all those things to play with as an actor. And I thought the way the script kind of focused those different tensions, those different elements of Raish, his different personae, his different responsibilities, and kind of point them together into a sort of dramatic culmination were really it was really well done. So it was exciting. It was exciting to have that stuff. And some of those scenes were really fun to play because it felt like it was brought together really nicely and it was really well wrought, really well fashioned.
This show is one of the most high quality and ethnically diverse shows I've seen on streaming. When you first saw the footage, what did you think of the scope of it?
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, it looks incredible, doesn't it? We had a sense of that just from, you know, what we have, the set design, the locations that we shot at, you know, little bits when we got a little teaser, a little few things cut together that we got the little sneak peeks. We thought, oh, goodness, there's a kind of scale to this and a beauty on a kind of visual level that is really breathtaking. But the other thing that you allude to is that we have a diverse cast. Not everyone looks the same. Not everyone sounds the same. And that's exciting as well, you know, from a political point of view, that's important. I think we have a responsibility as storytellers to tell stories from different perspectives, to reflect different elements of our society back out there. It's a big thing for someone to turn on TV and see someone and say, that looks like me. That could be me. We know that opens doors. We know that affects how people think of themselves, the possibilities that they see for themselves. And so to be part of a show that is doing that as well is really positive because we need to be moving in that direction.
Absolutely. And also to see yourselves in the future.
Yeah, yeah, true. Because how is anyone going to tell me that in a future, a story that is as big as Foundation, for example, which spans multiple worlds and a huge, huge periods of time, everyone looks the same.
Let's talk about your co-star really quick, Lou LaBelle, who plays Gale. I am stunned that this was like her first big role. What was it like working with her?
Yeah, she's brilliant, man. She was fantastic. You were not the only one who was stunned. I mean, she's fantastically talented and the work she does is brilliant, but there was an assuredness to her. It just suited her. Everything, just the glove fit, you know? She wore it lightly. She was assured. She knew what she had to do to create the conditions for herself to work. She was just, it was wonderful to see the kind of understanding she had of how a set functions, especially a set on that kind of scale, you know, with that much going on. And, you know, it's massively demanding to play a part like that, to carry that much story. And even more so when there's you know, this huge machinery of a massive story behind it. But she was, yeah, I was, and I said this to her time and again, I was like, I am so impressed. I've been doing this album for years. I was like, believe me, it took me a long time to get to the level. You know more about what's going on than I do. I was
like, well, you started, you had a head start. You started at what, like 11 on Harry Potter?
Yeah, and even still. Yeah, I was like, oh, you're the old hand here. No, it was brilliant. And watching it, it was so, and, you know, because we had so much work to do together, we got close. And it was a lot of fun, I suppose, to witness her going on that journey and to see how brilliantly she did with the material. And watching it, I was just like, it's fantastic. The work she's done is so good on the show. And I'm excited for people to see it. I'm just like, yeah, I'm made up for her.
That's wonderful. What about working with Jared Harris?
Yeah, lovely. Lovely, man. I was spoilt on this job. I got to work with fantastic people, got some really cool material. You know, as you, LaRaish is an interesting character with lots of interesting stuff going on. And it kind of, there were a lot of scenes, me and Jared, a lot of scenes, me and Lou, with really meaty stuff, with high stakes and huge repercussions for the rest of the story. So mm-hmm. it was a gift. So to play those kind of scenes, which are meaty in that way, is always fun. It's always nice, but even more so when you're working with people like Jared. You know, he's a lovely man and a quality actor. And I really enjoyed those scenes. I really enjoyed building that relationship with him. And yeah, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure.
One of my last questions, what was it like working on the show in 2020? Why is Foundation so timely?
I think there will always be an appetite for stories that take us somewhere else, take us to a different world. But I would say the flip side to that is that with that distance, we get perspective. You know, we get to see things reflected back to us that we might not have noticed because maybe we're, you know, we can't see the wood for the trees. So mm-hmm. when you see it in this futuristic environment and a world which seems so different to our own, you start seeing things, you think, oh, that doesn't work. And then you start thinking, goodness, but actually that's not so far away from how we do things. That has something to say about the way we engage in society. How we frame the individual's responsibilities within the state or within the collective, and anyway, all these notions that are explored in the work are taken out of not necessarily, well, yes, our time, because we have an adaptation that is made now, but also, you know, when Asimov was writing a recent past. You know, and there are so many of these questions that are still pertinent today. So I guess one of my hopes is that by having that distance, we get to escape. Yes, we get to discover a new world, but also it might impel us to reflect on our world and how we do things, because I think it's got a lot to say about that.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the time.
Thank you so much for listening. Foundation premieres on Apple TV Plus on September 24th. It really is a beautiful show. And as I said on this week's Twitch show, it's a gorgeous show full of black and brown people in space. That's my jam. If you like this episode, please do me a favor. Take a moment to subscribe and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts. And if you really love the show, please consider supporting me over on Patreon at patreon.com/theblurredgirl. Follow me on social media as The Blurred Girl everywhere, TheBlurredGurl. I spend most of my time on Twitter, but you can always find me on Instagram. And tune into my weekly live talk show on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheBlurredGirl. See you next time.